What's good, what and all? It's your boy Malik.
It's your boy Stretch.
And we are the host of How Did This Start?
How did this start?
Stretch, I was really over here scared. Like, I know this man did not just not hear my intro. Be like, what's up?
I was scared because you did. I don't know if you ever heard yourself. You was like, "It's your boy."
Okay, whatever, dude. What's up, y'all? We're back at it again. We're late, but don't worry about that. We just love getting the content out as best we can. We want to make sure it's right for y'all. You know, ain't that right, Stretch?
No,
man.
I'm just kidding, man. It's all love. Of course we do, man. Malik, tell them about that topic, man.
Okay, basically the topic comes from this tweet that I can never pronounce his name, Yung Blue.
I don't know why you try.
but basically the tweet goes like, Black man, if you want to be faithful, just stay off social media posts and get the fuck off ASAP. Because as soon as you start scrolling, boom, ass and titties. That's the devil, my brother. And wait. And then he also, the tweet also goes on to say, I just acknowledge that social media could be temptation. I never said you had to act on shit, but we lean if we say what we see on social media didn't make it hard. For me, we just easy. I really just speak on a deeper convo with my wife and having just opened up, LOL. Sorry, y'all, I can't read today. But this tweet led me to thinking, like, form the question: does social media play a part in why it's hard for Black men to be faithful, or men to be faithful in general?
Like I think that is really, really strong temptation, man, when it comes to that. Because I mean, if you look at the effects that porn have on any male individual as it is, especially when it comes to them and their own relationship, it's really more negative than there is positive. And the negative is not even that worth it, bro. And then the fact
you
that
mean positive is not even that worth it?
Yes, I'm sorry. A positive is not even worth it. My bad. Thank you for getting on that, man. But yeah, man, the positive is not even worth it, man, because how I think about it sometimes is like the reason why a bond between one and one is so strong is because they let nothing get between them. Now, when you start letting stuff get between you, whether that be the internet, whatever it may be, then that's when it's a distraction. And I mean, that's what I think about life on a general basis. It's like you have to keep your head forward, whether that be relationship, individual life, whatever it is, you have to keep it forward. And also just to also on the side that is also temptation, because it's like you've seen all these models and we talk about all the time. Everybody talks about it all the time. Like these fake ass Instagram models. Like, it's not realistic. I mean, yeah, you might see a bad one once or twice down the street. But, I mean, at the same time, when you go on the internet, it's all there. Like I said, it's basically like porn without fucking at that point. And it makes it very unrealistic. So then when you get with your girl, you just like, okay. You know? Instead of it being like, you know, romantic, amazing, you think all about her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a distraction.
Okay, it is a distraction, but here's something that I want to point out. It's not all the internet's fault, because I just want to put some accountability on the man's side. Most of the stuff that we're seeing on these social media platforms, it doesn't just pop up. It's there because we put it there. We follow it. We search for it. And then with these different algorithms that we're searching for it, it's showing stuff that we're most likely to click next and look at it. So because we're feeding that monster, it's thriving more and it's getting more in our face, and then our mind is, and our subconscious are like slowly processing that stuff. You know, so now every time that we see a fat ass or titties or whatever, we're trying to look for that in the next person that we deal with, or X, Y, and Z, this, that, and the third. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, on like the man's side, it needs to be some accountability, as in there's a reason why you open your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and you see ass and titties, because all you look at is ass and titties. You don't look at like, you know, stock markets or how to build your bread up, or your education, or your spiritual growth.
I was talking to my coworkers today, man, and mm-hmm. he was just going on people's story on Facebook, and he was just seeing girls twirl. In my head, I was just like, damn, that's all you look at? Like, can you look at something else?
Can you look at, but no, because like you said, it's a distraction. Like, there's something about us as people, us, we love distractions from our regular lives. Whether that's like sexual distractions, money distractions, or X, Y, and Z, we love distractions. So we don't want anything that's actually going to require work. I mean, it's easy just to look at ass titties all day. It's not easy to focus on how I'm going to make this money, or what I'm going to do with myself in the next like 5 years and such. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and it's just like, it's we love distractions in that sense of the topic. So social media is dangerous, but it's also what we feed ourselves that we have to be mindful of.
You know? And also the fact that, I mean, there are some positives to it as well, because I always say, like, sometimes you have to turn a negative into a positive. You know how when it comes, it's just like you see all these bodies and then you start getting ashamed of yours. Well, sometimes you could turn, hey, you know what? I actually do want that body. Like, there's a guy named Just Merch. Yeah. That dude got a great physique, and I want that. So that's why I go to the gym. Sometimes it can be motivational. That's what I'm saying.
It could be like, it's like what you said. It could be motivational, but it could also be negative. We like to compare ourselves to others so much that it's at we, but most of the time when you do that, and even you don't realize it, you don't do it out of wanting better for yourself. You do it out of envy. You do it out of greed. When you look at something else, you see everything that you're not, or something that you want. We don't look to be the same. We look to see what's different and why it's better. When a girl looks at these Instagram models, she has this flat stomach, or she has this big ass, or she has this big titties. I don't have this. I don't have that. Man, when we look at, this dude in this type of car, he got this type of shoes, or he got this type of design or whatever. We project ourselves in transference. So then we always try to copy and reduplicate. Nobody's trying to be original anymore. Everybody's trying to follow the trend and move on. And that's I feel like it's a danger of social media. Like, we as people, and just like mankind in general, we are sheep and flock that like to follow. Nobody is comfortable with just being them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, nobody even knows how to be themselves anymore, in my opinion. That's just how I see it. I feel like we're always trying to look like somebody else. You know, even though we claim we want to be different, honestly, you can't even be different anymore, because everybody wants to be different, so you're just following that. Honestly, you see what I mean? Like,
I still see what you're saying. That was kind of nice. But I mean, at the same time, to the point where we're no longer a working 9-to-5 type people, as you know, everybody else used to be. Like, we're now trying to make up our own jobs or be self-employed and this, that, and the third and everything, which I mean is good, but I mean, it's sometimes the way how you go about it that's really comes a danger spot. I do agree with you. Also the fact that I also want to touch, man, where you was touching, like, nobody is bold enough to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
Trend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what becomes dangerous.
Yeah, because it's like, because this is my thing, how you was talking about with you know, everybody wants to, like, have their own business, or doesn't want to be a worker, and this, that, and the third. And it's like this. Everybody can't be an owner. At least I don't think so. So somebody has to work. somebody has to do the parts that you don't want to do in X, Y, and Z. You feel me? So I feel like that whole trend, like everybody, I feel like now our age, they feel like they got to own a business, or they feel like they have to have a separate set of income. And I feel like that's true, but I don't feel like you necessarily need to be an entrepreneur yourself. Like, if you know you don't want to work for nobody, then this is not for you. But for them people that, like, you know, I like working, but I don't know if I have the gusto to do so, it's okay. But if you're, like, diligent in different skills, you can do so. But I feel like everybody feels like they need to own their own business or whatever. It's like, I feel like if you want to own your own stuff, that's, I encourage that 1,000%. But don't just feel like you have to out here make, like, you know, we already got 10 people that got their own clothing lines, or they got these lashes, or, you know what I'm saying? Every time I look up and they say, I got this, I got that, I'm like, but he has the same thing, she has the same thing. What's the new thing that you own? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody is different. Everybody's the same. I got a t-shirt business. I got a lashes. I do hair. I do, what's new? I already got 10 people for that. I need something else. If what T-Pain says, do something else. Do something else. We already got little baby, the baby. It's, come on, man. Think, get innovative. Get something new. You know what I'm saying? We already got these low level we already got these low level kind of like pawn shop type things. Who's going to be the you know, the first black tech owner? Who's going to be first black Steve Jobs or black I don't know any of them other millionaires or whatever, you know, type thing. Like, that's actually going to do something. You feel what I'm saying? So if you want to, you feel like you have to get your own, do something on that caliber. Focus on getting to that caliber. That's all I'm saying. And social media can be a distraction from all that, honestly. Because because if I look at my phone right now, because, you know, I like, you know, with iPhones, it always tells you, like, the duration and, like, how long you be on or whatever. And it's like, same. Right now, it's like, as of right now, oh, it just passed. But right now, it says, like, I have, like, 6 hours worth of social media time. But, you know, I spend most of those trying to find topics for this place. But, like, for the average person, I'm pretty sure it's probably double that. So 6 hours at that time, I was on here trying to find topics. I could have been, you know, trying to find other ways to do passive income or find better ways to help strengthen my relationship or my spiritual growth or stuff like that, which is what Blue was getting into, was that social media is a distraction. We distract ourselves so much from what we need to do and our goals that actually get us to what we see on Instagram. If you want to get what you see on Instagram, get off of Instagram. Quote of the day. If you want to get what you see on Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, get off of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
Yeah. Honestly. Speaking of facts, you got to put in the work, man. That's all it is. Put in the work, and also your state of mind is
that mental health.
Like what I was saying before,
it matters so much of how do you retain what you just saw. What are you going to do about it? Like, we can all sit here and whine and talk about we don't have the best car, the best shoes, the best girl, whatever your insecurity is at that moment. Social media. But at the same time, you got to ask yourself, like, okay, what am I going to do about this? This dude got the perfect body. Well, I have time. That's another thing that people don't really understand nowadays. And it's time. I had to catch myself. I had, like, really, time can be your best friend or time can be your worst friend. There's a quote that I put on my Instagram bio, actually. Let me go to it. I'm trying to not botch the whole thing. I'm trying to, like, make sure I got every single word correct when I say this. Mm-hmm. But anyway, on my Instagram, by the way, my Instagram is you already know, letter you already know 755. I say it again at the end. But I put on there, I said, never give up on a dream because of accomplishing. The time will pass anyway.
Right. I like that. I like that right there. The time will pass anyway.
Yeah, that's what keeps me pushing, man, because I'm just like, you know, like, we may not want to do something because of the time that it will take. But then you got to ask yourself, man, like, okay, let's say it's just like you got to do this 5-minute workout. Hello.
Good to hear it. Good to hear it. Had to do the outro.
Man, my bad. just an important phone call.
I bet it was. Too important to call me back, though?
Well, I mean, I did text you.
I said call, not text. See, see, this is why niggas ain't shit right here.
Yeah, get used to it. I'm just kidding.
So where do we leave off?
I think we were talking about sacrifice. I was giving an analogy. I was saying that this is like you gotta decide for you what's the best. I think you were adding on to the sacrifice.
When we left, you were in the middle of saying something. I just don't remember what it was. I didn't listen to you.
That's all I remember was sacrifice. That's it.
Okay. But yeah, so sacrifice. When we think of sacrifice, it could be, we think of it in the bad context. But I feel like sacrifice can also be good. It can be used in a good context as well as what we're sacrificing. Sacrificing right. Our bad habits for better habits.
Right.
Putting down the distractions. But yeah, man, that was a good conversation. How about that?
Yeah. All we did was really miss the outro. That's crazy. But yeah, sorry for all that. I had to care
some bit. Had to come back and get the outro. Well, this has been your boy Malik.
This has been your boy Stretch.
We'll catch y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Break it down into small chunks, and it makes it a lot easier.
Right. That comes with, you know, that motivation and that discipline and different things like that. Because even, like, you know, with me personally, like, I struggle with different things. When it comes down to, you know, working out and finding time to, and the motivation to actually doing it. But you know what I will do? I'm going to go skating. That's actually be my exercise. But it's because I have such a fun time with it and it carries me away that I can skate for like 4 to 5 hours and don't get tired because I'm having fun with it. Most people, they don't know how to have fun at the gym. I'm one of those people. I don't know how to have fun at the gym. Like, I would have to have a crew or a posse. If I had one of those, I'd be sure. No, really, because it's like when I'm in there, I'm working, and it's like I'm hating every moment of my pain. But like when I'm rolling,
like that's my heart point. Is
pumping out my chest, and I love it. Like it's different. It's really different. It's two different workouts. Two different mindsets to it.
That's how I feel too. It's just the gym is just for me a peaceful ass place. Like literally, you can't find no fights, no conflicts in there because everybody's just doing their own thing, you know. And then it's just, you think about life, it makes you wake up depending on what time you. Once again, you're getting stronger. You're just taking all that anger that you get from throughout the day and, yeah.
Exactly. Use it on a. You know what I'm saying? But it's a time thing. People hate that, like, you know, stuff takes forever. I forget. Yeah. It's a quote. I forget who said it. So anybody ever knows who said this quote, tell me who said it. But I remember clear as day. They said, do what you hate like you love it, and you're gonna see results. Whether that's school, whether that's working out, whether that's your, I can't say your relationship. You shouldn't hate your relationship, but I mean, it goes.
No, but real talk, there be the hard times, man, and you still got
a relationship that you don't want to do, but you got to do it like you're like, you know, oh, sit there watch Vampire Diaries. You all say it, but sit there and like, oh, he sucked her blood. Like I don't know, like. You know, do stuff you hate like you love it and you're going to see results. Or like, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. It's work.
And also the biggest fact, man, that we didn't talk about when it comes to the distractions, time. We also didn't talk about sacrifice, bro.
That is a good
sacrifice
point.
For the better. We was getting into it, but yeah, sacrifice for the better. That's basically what that quote, what you said, meant to me. As in, life is about sacrifice and not so much. And that's what the problem is that a lot of people, and don't get me wrong, to a degree it's fine because I mean there's also, yes, there's long term, there's also short term growth. So I mean, like, hey, you got to make it even out depending on what it is. Exactly. And that's your own lifestyle too,
right?
Whatever you choose. But at the same time, you have to remember that whatever you want, it
And that's something I know, like with me, I'm struck, and I've been thinking about too, like, what am I willing to sacrifice to be great? What am I willing to sacrifice to make sure I'm set for like a good, decent set of part of my life? You know, friends, family, my me time, my mental health, my physical health. Like, what am I willing to sacrifice? Because I feel like when we use the word sacrifice, we always think of something negative and bad. But I don't think it can negatively be bad. I feel like if we sacrifice the stuff that we shouldn't be doing, like our guilty pleasures, I feel like that might be better. So all the stuff you know you shouldn't be doing right now, if you transfer that to the stuff you should be doing, that could be a bad, that could be a good sacrifice. It doesn't have to be a negative sacrifice that hurts you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sacrifice. Yeah. And it's hard too. That's another thing. It's hard, especially if it's something that you're used to doing all your life. Right. But you got to take it one day at a time. And most of all, for me, I always say that I would like to know the pros and cons before I ever do anything. And then once you find out of the cons of the negative thing that you were doing, like for instance, you want to, like you said, Malik, you say you want to be great, right? But let's say one of your conflicts is that you are a procrastinator. You got to work on that, bro. Like you can't sit there and watch TV all day. You can't sit there and just eat junk food. You can't sit there. You can't just sit there. That's another thing. You can't just sit there. You gotta put
a camera in my house right now. Hold on, man. Chill out.
No, it's just called friend telepathy, and you just know that, Nick. That's what it's called.
Man, I got some fingers in the trash, and I'm watching the Olympics right now. Chill out.
Yeah, man. So you gotta.
That's another thing too. Change your
state of mind. Oh, that's what I'm basically getting down
the hardest,
to.
Man. I feel like that's the hardest part, changing your state of mind, because that requires a lot of self-discipline.
It's hard, but I always say this. This is where YouTube really comes into play. Because YouTube, you get a whole variety of different opinions, mindsets, and everything. And see, it comes in. And you have to figure out what works best for you. Like, for instance, let's...
Advice.
On wearing shoes. No, let's get deeper. On clothes. Like, remember when me and you, Malik, we had an argument back then, because I try to give you some YouTubers who know really good about fashion, right? But you had a different opinion, being like, it's not for me. And I'm like, how is it not? But you know, you was right. It's not for you. It may not be for you. You speak for you and only you. But I'm different on the other end. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, it's like when you get on YouTube, and let's say for fashion, the fact that fashion, each thing you wear speaks volume in some type of way. So when you wear something, depending on your skin color, what colors work with you, your whatever you have, you know what I'm saying? Different things that you're trying to hide, bring out, you know, it's all on you, but you have to figure it out for you.
Right.
It's like you got to know yourself first. And then that's when you decide for yourself. You got to decide, like, yeah, once again, what works best for you. Like someone's opinion on social media. Being like, oh, social media is great because yada, yada, yada. Okay, that's cool. Now let's go to another video. Social media is bad because this, that, and the third. It's like you got to figure out for yourself what's really the right thing. What do you want?
And whatever happiness you want,
what does it point towards? It's like you got to gather out things through other people. I think me and my friend were also talking, and we were talking about how we don't really need a father figure anymore. We've gotten to that point in our lives, we don't need a father figure, right? Because we both have dads, and we're becoming our own fathers.
Oh, it's more so. Okay, I heard that wrong, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah, it's more so that you just take the good traits that you want out of people, and that's all it is. That's what makes you the better you. You take the traits that you want out of people. If somebody's a good communicator, you're going to study them and see why are they a great communicator. If they're a better writer, you're going to figure out what they do to be a better writer, and you're going to take that and put it into yourself.
But actually, don't forget, you also take the negative parts from the person.
That is
just
true.
Just as you learn what to do from someone, you also learn what not to do from someone as well. So don't forget that. So that is negative, negatives are also good things. When you realize they're negative or you understand they're negative for you, I'll put you like that.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. That's one thing. Yeah, it's like if you want to be successful, hardworking, and this, that, there's actually some negatives towards it. There's a huge positive, but there's definitely some huge negatives that people don't talk about. Like, the fact that your time is very limited. If you want to be successful, you got to put in the work. Sorry, you can't always go to the party.
I don't know. Maybe this is just my, like, want to be innovative and creative set. Who says? Like, who really says that for me to be successful, like, you know, different things like that, like, I have to sacrifice family time and different things like that. I feel like that's like a system that you are formed in. You know how, like, you know, you got these different type of worlds that you go in, like the business and corporation world, this is how stuff works or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, that's maybe how it works. But most of those men that you see, they're not happy. Their marriages don't last. They probably don't like most of the different marriages. Like, they probably don't see their family as much. But I feel like in some cases, there are some people that do make, because you make time for the stuff that's important to you. Of course. I want to say, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's a balance there. You just have to find what's worse for you and what's healthy.
That is also true.
I feel like that's the answer. And a lot of those men, they don't do that because they're greedy. They want the top spot. They want it all. They want it all in the basket. And they're willing to sacrifice their actual meaningful relationships that you actually need as a human being, as opposed to the material stuff that you need for right now.